both of these incidents are founded on, have as their core, faith. Now, we've been looking at the letter to Hebrews, and we're going to continue today with the first four verses of chapter 12, which is all about faith and looking at Jesus. So you have to imagine what the image he has for us. We're in a giant stadium, or we're down in Miami for the Super Bowl. The place is full, and we're there. We're contestants. And all this crowd, they're not looking to see who's going to win. They're all cheering. They're all on our side. That's the saints, the prophets, the patriarchs. They're with us. And they're on our side. And so he says, brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us. Now the word for burden there, by the way, has overtones in Greek of excess fat. You know, let's slim down. Let's get in shape so we can do this, you see. It can also mean burden because, you know, of course, in those days, in the contest, the athletes were stripped down. So get rid of everything, you see. And persevere in running the race that lies before us. So he's saying this life is like a race. You know, it's like a contest. You remember when Helen and Margaret got ready to run in the marathon, right? They practice, but they got in shape. So, that's the idea. Persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith, or pioneer and perfecter of faith. Pioneer, like Daniel Boone, cuts his way through the forest and all that, and finally founds Louisville. The Archegos, the first one to go, founds the city. That's the notion here. Now just look at that. So let's keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Just gaze on him right now. This man, this little man. And he's looking at one thing. The joy set before him. And what is the joy set before him? To bring all his brothers and sisters to the Father. That's the joy. And he's looking at that, and his eyes are fixed on it. Huh? For the sake of the joy that lay before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising its shame. And he has taken his seat at the right of the throne of God. You see, we're being urged on. This is faith. Every day, oh, let us die to sin and live to God. There's this or that or the other thing. Let it go. Get rid of it. We've only got this life, and the saints are all around us, cheering us on, helping us any way we want. They will help us. Just call on them. The other day, this is personal, I'm working on this thing about Our Lady, and I don't know why. Anyway, I opened up this book, and there were these hymns of St. Ephrem. And I said to myself, that's it, Ephrem. You're going to be my helper to get me through this thing. And I felt, he said, okay, you know, I'll help you. Just be smart enough to call on me, you know, and I'll come. He's a great mystic and theologian and a hymn writer. And he loved the Mother of God. He loved her so much. And he's got these beautiful things to say about her. So pick a saint, pick any 15 saint, and say, you got to help me out. I didn't ever pray to St. Ephrem before in my life, I don't think. But now we're working together. We've just got to get this sense, huh? Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood, as some of your brethren have. You see, the struggle against sin, because that's the opposite of faith. Faith is laying hold of reality, clinging to it, running toward it. The reality is the glory, the majesty, the divinity of Jesus Christ our Lord. And here he is, you know, not saying, well, my creatures, you run this race. He's the leader. He's the pioneer of this devotion to the will of the Father. And he ran his race. And he died in this act of love for the joy set before him, so that we could all be with him for eternity. That's his joy. And so you see, we're urged to die to sin. We got to try, sure. But we mostly have to go to Jesus and get help. And to these saints. It is so precious how much they want to help us. And just go and talk to them. And realize they're cheering us on. You know, there's days when you say, I can't make it. I mean, there's miles to go. And these saints are saying, sure you can. Sure you can. Come on, let's go. And who, the source of our enthusiasm, is the Holy Spirit. When you once experience the enthusiasm of the Holy Spirit within you to die to sin and to live to God, and you say, this isn't me, this is God, the Holy Spirit in me, but I'm getting credit for it because I'm agreeing to it. This enthusiasm to die to sin and live to God. And to do it here, now, so that people can see Christ in us and have hope and come to know Jesus. It's such a beautiful paragraph that we have today in this letter, after having gone through all this mystical, beautiful stuff about Jesus going through the veil and the whole cosmos being shaken by his resurrection and his priestly activity interceding for us forever. And now, look at Jesus. Jesus. The human Jesus. And see his zeal. See his zeal. For the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising its shame. And he has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. And you hear that promise, right? Isn't that the promise in the letters to the churches in the book of Revelation? To the one who perseveres, I'll put him